Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is May 2nd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. The debt ceiling approaches, another bank fails, a major dust storm, a voice of reason from D. Snyder, and a writer's strike looms. That's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with the message of the day. But first, the head of the Treasury Department warned that a default could come as soon as June 1st if Congress does not raise the debt ceiling. Our debt right now is $31.4 trillion. And the experts say that we could default and that would cripple the economy if we don't allow Congress to borrow more money, while the rest of us and every sane person is saying stop spending so much money. But they don't listen. They keep raising the ceiling more and more and more. And it's just an absolute worthless concept. What's the point of a debt ceiling if you just keep raising it all the time? Meanwhile, more banks are failing. First Republic Bank was seized, then bought by J.P. Morgan. And the FDIC says that they, you know, they cover deposits up to $250,000. But after Silicon Valley Bank and First Republic, they had a lot of depositors of more than $250,000. So now the federal government says they're thinking about raising that threshold for business accounts. There was a dust storm in central Illinois. Dust from a newly plowed field took over the highway. And there were so many accidents, 6 people died and 30 more were hospitalized. 60 passenger cars crashed, 30 commercial vehicles, all within a 2-mile stretch, and 2 semis caught fire. Jeez. Listen, this is how weird things are in our country today. Voices of sanity coming from KISS guitarist Paul Stanley and Twisted Sister's Dee Snyder. Paul Stanley from KISS was talking about transgender kids. He said there's a big difference between teaching acceptance and normalizing and even encouraging participation in a lifestyle that confuses young children into questioning their sexual identity as if it's some sort of game, and then parents in some cases allow it. He later said that this has turned into a sad and dangerous fad. Dee Snyder then said, "There was a time where I felt pretty too. Glad my parents did not jump to any rash conclusions." We have a potential writer's strike in Hollywood, and this would affect all the late night shows and some shows for the upcoming fall season. In other late-night news, The Late Late Show with James Corbin is over, and CBS is thinking about not even replacing him. The show cost $65 million a year to produce and only made $45 million a year. Johnny Carson had 10 million viewers a night. Today, all 3 broadcast late-night hosts get 5 million combined. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Fear is a dominant emotion among most people, and that drives us to try to construct positive outcomes in our lives. Sometimes we can do that, but often events we cannot control deeply affect us. A sudden health crisis, betrayal, a debilitating accident, a crime committed against us. There is no protection against those things. They can happen at any moment. The Fox News employees working for Tucker Carlson had, without any warning, their lives shaken last week. I know some of these people, they are solid citizens trying to raise families and have worthwhile lives. Yet now they are faced with uncertainty as their employer will have to regroup, and no one knows how that will play out. Because the entire television news industry is in decline, it's not like there are a lot of good paying jobs elsewhere. When asked for advice on these matters, I always say something like this. Do not act emotionally. Stay steady. Don't dwell on what might happen. Assess what you can do to improve your situation. If that's nothing, which is often the case, just hang tough. If you are a victim of circumstance, that tends to even out down the life road. We all get hammered. Many of us come back stronger. Personal discipline is the key. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the mail. Joseph on a message board. Bill, you're correct in saying millions of voters don't really understand or care about America's leadership because they live in bubbles. And our mainline religious leaders do not add any clarity. Interesting. You're right. As far as my experience is concerned, I go to Mass every Sunday. I never hear any kind of linkage with the gospel or the epistle to modern day. I mean, it's like stunning. James, sadly, there's a tremendous number of young people in the nation who refuse to watch the news or make any effort at all to understand the destruction of our nation. Daniel Frierson, Troy, Ohio. I'm with you, Bill. Joe Biden's not all there. His fumble on Ireland shows that. Lee, who are the idiots representing 41% in the CBS poll? That is ludicrous. 41% of the population is Democrat, and they'll always vote Democrat, no matter who's the nominee. That's just it. Dean, my adult children cannot stand Donald Trump, and they won't recognize one word of Biden's deficiencies. They are smart, well-educated, and hardworking, but have become blinded. Happens. You know, there's nothing you can do but do it with humor. You know, but it happens. Chris Collar, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I watched Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 2024 presidential run announcement, was impressed with his historical knowledge and perspective. He's a smart guy, but he has no chance at all to unseat Joe Biden, in my opinion. Chris Breen, Las Vegas, I would be singing Hey, 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 Goodbye when The View is finally off the air. Okay, The View, you know, this is a progressive show. It's Disney, Disney Corporation, no balance. Jim Fredericks, New Berlin, Wisconsin. The Biden administration is about to tack on a $40 a month mortgage tax on home buyers with good credit or to subsidize buyers with bad credit. That's government mortgages, not private. Just know that. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 37 years ago today, a small town in northern Ukraine was evacuated by the Soviet Army. 1 week earlier, a nearby power plant suffered the worst nuclear meltdown in history. The fallout will cause misery for generations. Here is the story of Chernobyl. Officially known as the Vladimir Lenin Nuclear Power Plant, Chernobyl is located 60 miles north of Kyiv, Ukraine, but the Soviet Union controlled the territory then. A few months before the explosion, a Soviet engineer told leaders in Moscow, quote, the chances of a meltdown are 1 in 10,000. He was obviously wrong. At 1 a.m. on April 26, 1986, technicians gathered inside Chernobyl to test the reactor's stability. The experiment spiraled out of control. Two explosions completely destroyed a 2,000-ton reactor. Deadly radiation spewed into the air. Officials in Moscow attempted to conceal the disaster for the next 3 days. The Soviets told people in nearby towns the smoke was caused by a fire at a nearby tar factory. On May 1st, U.S. satellite photos confirmed the meltdown. Nuclear waste was detected as far away as Sweden. Embarrassed, Soviet dictator Gorbachev finally ordered the evacuation of a half million people. By that time, folks living within 50 miles of Chernobyl had their life expectancy cut by 25 years. According to the Soviet Union, just 31 people died from the Chernobyl meltdown. But the actual death toll is much, much worse. The UN predicts at least 4,000 people died from radiation poisoning, and it is still going on. Another 30,000 suffer to this day from high rates of cancer. And here's something else you might not know. Today, a giant concrete structure shields people from the radioactive material at Chernobyl. According to a 2016 study from the UN, the region will remain uninhabitable for the next 20,000 years. Back after this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.